WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In episode 462, James Spann's pick of the week was the weather station for smartphones. Intrigued by their webpage, I reached out to them to see if they would let me review their equipment for WeatherBrains. They put me on a list for a station to review, but before I could say vorticity, a weather station arrived at my front door. It comes in a small, clean, neat package. My sense was of a European influence, much like the furniture from IKEA. Clean lines with great functionality. In the box was a complete station, including the base unit, an outdoor module, and a small box containing power cord, plug, mounting hardware, batteries, and an instruction booklet. The instruction booklet was a simple trifold piece of paper with nothing but line diagrams, the only text being the website for downloading the software to your iPhone or iPad. I put the batteries in the outdoor module and mounted it on the side of the house per the instructions. I downloaded the software to my iPhone 6, software is also available for the Android, and powered up the base unit by plugging it into the wall outlet. The software prompts you to touch and hold your finger on the top of the base unit until a light appears. The software then walks you through getting the unit set up on your local Wi-Fi network. I had the station up and running in less than 20 minutes, and that even included mounting the outdoor module. I have to admit that I was skeptical about the capability of the station. After all, there was no wind equipment nor apparent dew point readings, but my skepticism quickly evaporated when I started getting data on my iPhone. Just like the hardware, the software is clean and neat. The display includes both indoor and outdoor data, and a simple swipe upward brings additional information into view. Turning the iPhone horizontal changes the display to display a graph of the various weather elements. With the first swipe upward, they had me. Right there was data I had never seen before. It showed the CO2 level in parts per million and the level of noise in decibels. I liked it right away. Keep in mind, this is a basic weather station. There is no wind data, and it does not come with a rain gauge, but there is an optional rain gauge available, and you can add up to 3 modules to monitor temperature, humidity, and CO2 in other locations. I thought about my attic and basement as 2 places I might like modules. The company claims the outdoor module will run on the AAA batteries for a year, but since I've only had the unit a few days, I cannot fully evaluate that. The software provides clear, concise information on the various parameters. I've never had the ability to monitor CO2, so I read their informational note and I found it very helpful and clear. The weather station package is $179. The optional rain gauge is $79, as are additional modules. And once you are up and running, you can see your data on a map along with the data for other NetAtmo stations worldwide. But the only change I would like to see is for the software to display dew point. It does show relative humidity, so obviously there is some capability there. This is a great weather station for all interest levels. The only caveat is that there is no capability for measuring wind or adding a wind module. That might be a nice thing for them to develop for the future. I also have my Davis Vantage Pro, but I have found the NetAtmo station to be a great addition to monitoring my environment with CO2 and noise levels. If you do not have a weather station, the NetAtmo station is a great place to start with an uncomplicated setup and ease of use. I give this station 5 lightning bolts on the newly created WeatherBrains scale. If you have a question about weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.